The prevalence of poverty in Philadelphia led to a phrase that has served as a useful advocacy tool for a while now. It's this expression: Philadelphia is America's poorest big city. WHYY News' Kenny Cooper has considered the moniker and asks, how does it solve and bring up issues that contribute to poverty? He joins us this morning. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, good morning.
Kenny, what holds true about this phrase?
Well, Jennifer, it's true that out of the top 10 most populous cities in the United States, Philadelphia does have the highest poverty rate. So as of 2022, Philadelphia's poverty rate sat at 22.7%, and the next closest city was Houston at 19.6%, a pretty sizable gap. Philadelphia gained the title a while back after Detroit lost a lot of its population during its financial freefall.
And our region is unique in that it has such a density of poverty concentrated in the city itself. It's not so much spread out among the surrounding counties, right?
Yes, that's right. According to Pew Charitable Trust, a nonprofit that compiles data for public policy, the region stands out when compared to other large impoverished cities. However, the greater Philadelphia region is not poor compared to other similar-sized metropolitan areas in the United States. You know, the regional poverty rate is actually almost on par with the San Jose region, so that's Silicon Valley. In fact, Octavia Howell with Pew says data dating back to 2017 revealed something concerning about the suburbs.
The region's one of the most highly regulated in the country in terms of land use, and those land use regulations can impede the development of affordable housing outside of the region.
Yeah. Interestingly, wealth can be found in these collar counties. There are jobs there. There are opportunities. They can be difficult to access.
Yes, I spoke with Sabrina Dutton, a single mom who lives in Germantown but works as a clinic manager at a medical office in King of Prussia.
Everybody does want to live in a, you know, nice home and nice neighborhood, but Philadelphia does not provide that. I'm a single mom for the past 15 years with my 15-year-old son, and I've been in a place where in my life where I've worked three jobs or two jobs, and right now I'm just down to one income, just barely making it.
Philadelphia's poverty has a disproportionate impact on people's health outcomes, especially Black Philadelphians. You know, without access to safe open spaces and parks, you know, I was speaking to a health official who said that, you know, exercise might fall down the list of priorities. And with tobacco companies targeting low-income Black neighborhoods, the list of health impacts gets lengthier.
Well, Philly's title as America's poorest big city has helped nonprofits find support as they assist people below, at, or near the poverty line.
Yes, I spoke with an academic researcher from Rutgers Camden who explained that the term helps the quote-unquote nonprofit industrial complex communicate the issue in the short term. However, it doesn't address the systemic causes of poverty in the long term. Therefore, some say the shelf life of this phrase is kind of timed out.
Tell me more about that.
Well, State Senator Art Haywood's district spans across Northwest Philadelphia in the southern tip of Montgomery County. So you're talking Sheldonham, Abington, Jenkintown. He said the cliche has lost its juice.
It's not helpful at all whatsoever. I have not found it to be effective in any kind of argument for support. It sounds often just as a routine excuse for current conditions.
And that's State Senator Art Haywood of Pennsylvania. Kenny, for this reporting, when you spoke to people who struggle financially, what did they say about coping in Philly or our region overall specifically?
So they're just thinking about how they're going to put food on the table this week. The long-term outlook is not something that brings a lot of confidence, especially as inflation continues to leave some households making tough decisions about which bills they're going to pay in a given month. So while Philadelphia's median household income is rising, it is still miles away from other East Coast cities like Washington, D.C. The nation's capital had a median household income of roughly $100,000 in 2022. That's nearly twice that of Philadelphia.
Well, thank you, Kenny.
Thank you.
Kenny Cooper writes about Philadelphia being America's poorest big city at WHYY.org. This is Morning Edition.